The Renaissance Festival Podcast, show number 162, music from Sherwood Forest Fair. Today's show is brought to you by A Long Expected Party 2, There and Back Again. Another Lord of the Rings themed event is in the works. ALEP 2, There and Back Again 2011 is returning courtesy of the same wonderful people who brought you A Long Expected Party held at Shaker Village in Harrodsburg, Kentucky in September of 2008. This exciting event will feature storytelling, music, adventures, language, and lore, all inspired by J.R.R. Tolkien's Lord of the Rings novels. Come celebrate a reenactment of the Great Halls of Gondor, the beautiful forested elven outpost of Rivendell, and the peaceful green hills of the Shire. Join us September 28th through October 2nd, 2011, for a weekend you will never forget. Find out more details at alep2.us.
There's a piercing wintry breeze blowing through the budding trees, and I've buttoned up my coat to keep me warm. But the days are on the mend, and I'm on the road again, with my fiddle snuggled close beneath my arm. I've a fine felt hat and a strong pair of rods. I've got a rosin in my pocket, barley bowl. And I've learned a tune or two, so I'm well prepared to ramble and must go. I'm as happy as a king when I catch a breath of spring, and the grass is turning green at winter's end. And the geese are on the wing, and the thrushes start to sing, and I'm headed down the road to see my friends. I'm a fine felt hat and a strong pair of rods. I've got a rosin in my pocket, barley bowl. And my fiddle strings are new, and I've learned a tune or two, so I'm well prepared to ramble and must go. I have friends in every town, and I ramble up and down, making music at the market and the fairs. It's the donkeys and the wheels, and the farmers making deals, and the yellow-headed tinkers selling wares. I have a fine felt hat and a strong pair of rods. I've got a rosin in my pocket, barley bowl. And my fiddle strings are new, and I've learned a tune or two, so I'm well prepared to ramble and must go. Here's good health to one and all, to the great and to the small, to the rich and poor alike, and foe and friend. And when we return again, may our foes have turned a friend, and may peace and joy be with you until then. I have a fine felt hat and a strong pair of rods. I've got rosin in my pocket for the bow. And my fiddle strings are new, and I've learned a tune or two, so I'm well prepared to ramble and must go. I have a fine felt hat and a strong pair of rods. I've got a rosin in my pocket for me bow. And my fiddle strings are new, and I've learned a tune or two, so I'm well prepared to ramble and must go.
Welcome to the Renaissance Festival Podcast. My name is Matt Letter, and this week we are going to be featuring some of the music from groups that were recently performing at the Sherwood Forest Fair in Texas. That first song we heard was Rambles of Spring by Rambling Sailors from Bright Shining Clear. So let's jump right into some more music. Up next is The Mermaid by the Bedlam Bards from Barnyard Bedlam, A Cock and Bull Story.
Now I was a lad in a fishing town, and an old man said to me, you can spend your life, your jolly life, just a sailing on the sea. You can search the world for a pretty girl till your eyes grow weak and dim. But don't go swimming with a mermaid, son, if you don't know how to swim. 'Cause her hair is green as seaweed, and her skin is blue and pale. And I'll tell you now, before you start, you can love that girl with all your heart. but you'll only love the upper part. You will not like the tail. So I signed on to a whaling ship on my very first day at sea. A spider mermaid in the waves just a-reaching out for me. Just a-reaching out for me. Come live with me in the sea, said she. Down on the ocean floor, I'll show you a million wondrous things that you never have seen before. So over I jumped and down to her seaweed bed, where a pillow made of a tortoise shell she placed beneath my head. She fed me shrimp and caviar on a silver dish. From her head to her waist, she was just my taste. The rest of her was a fish. Oh, her hair was green and seaweed, and her skin was blue and pale. And her face, it was a work of art. And I love that girl with all my heart. But I only love the upper part. I did not like the tail. And one day she swam away, and I cried at the clams and whales. How I missed her fins and her seaweed hair and the silvery glint of her scales. But then her sister, she swam by and set my heart awhirl, cause her upper part was a nasty fish. The rest of her was a girl. Oh, her toes were pink and rosy. Her knees were smooth and pale. And her thighs, they were her a work of art. And I love that girl with all my heart. And I don't give a damn about the upper part. And that's how I end my tale.
Swish, swish.
And sleep her demons in your dream. Go to sleep, my darling. There's a demon underneath your bed. The demons in your bed are gonna eat you up. Stay in your bed, there are landmines on the floor. The demons in your bed are gonna eat you up. Sugar and spice and everything nice. Why do you think we say that? It's so the demons in your bed will want to eat you up. He used to have a sister. She wouldn't go to sleep. So the demons in bed ate her up. Do not call for your mother. Who is it that you think who let the demons in to eat you up? Snakes and snails and puppy dog tails. Who can account for the taste of demons? The demons in your bed are gonna eat you up. Baby, don't you cry, or the demons won't wait till you fall asleep before they eat you up. My father sang this song to me, but he slipped and he fell on a landmine. And the underneath my bed ate him up. That is not a blanket. Good night.
Thank you.
And that was The Fairy Queen by Cade from Second Hearing. Before that one was our very own Mark Gunn with Close Your Eyes from Kilted for Her Pleasure. And before that, Sumer is Ecumenine by Tolstine Troubadours from Rennies of Unusual Sound.
So, you're still hanging on to that tiny thread of denial, trying to convince yourself that sci-fi has nothing whatsoever to do with your life. Well, you better think again, Sparky. That tiny cell phone has no basis in Starfleet communicators. Those hands-free earpieces now used by virtually everybody didn't come down from the ear of Lieutenant Uhura. And that cute little Rumba vacuum cleaner that you use far too infrequently wasn't hijacked off an Imperial Star Cruiser. Nah, not a chance. Because if it were true, then you would be forced to turn on that Flash Gordon-inspired box on your desk called a computer and listen to SliceOfSciFi.com, the podcast and XM satellite radio show that will turn your sci-fi into reality.
Hear ye, the Renaissance Festival podcast news.
Brought to you by the Road Rennie Diet. Drink all the ale you can and only eat when someone else cooks. Fairy Fest in Circle Pines, Minnesota will happen May 7th. Mayfair on the Green in New York, May 14th and 15th. Mark's next CD he plans is a Hobbit CD. He hopes to have it out sometime this year. Brogginoggin Bards featured in Sims Medieval. This computer video game trailer is now on Facebook, and you can check it out on our Facebook page. If you have any news, post it to Facebook or email it to us. And this has been the news reminding you how to survive a Renfest tip of the week is... have your corset relaced in front of a booth. And now, back to somewhere else in the castle.
Let's play some more music. Up next is Castle of Dromur by E.J. Jones from The Willow.
Thank you. unlock the moon, where me and my true love would ever wander me, by the bonny, bonny banks of Loch Lomond. You take the high road, I'll take the low road, I'll be in Scotland before. Bonnie banks of Loch Lomond,
deservedly parted in yon shady land, on the steep, steep side of Ben Lomond, where in deep purple hue the Highland hills did view, and the moon all came out.
Has gone. It's a hell of a way, oh, old Riley, oh, has gone away. Goodbye, my sweet.
Among the gusty trees, the moon was a ghostly galleon tossed upon the cloudy seas. The road was a ribbon of moonlight over the purple morn. The highwaymen came riding, riding, riding. The highwaymen came riding up to the old inn door. He'd a French cocked tattered at his forehead, a bunch of lace at his chin. His coat was claret velvet, his breeches a brown doeskin. They fit with never a wrinkle, his boots were up to the thigh. He rode with a jewel twinkle, his pistol butts a twinkle, his rapier hilt a twinkle under the jeweled sky. Over the cobbles he clattered, clashed in the dark and young. He tapped with his whip at the shutter, the door was locked and barred. He whistled a tune to the window, who should be waiting there but Bess, the landlord's daughter, the landlord's black-eyed daughter, laid in a dark red love knot into a long black hair. One kiss, my bonny sweetheart, I'm after a prize tonight. I'll be back with the yellow gold before the morning light. If they press me sharply, carry me through the day. Look for me by the moonlight, watch for me by the moonlight. I'll come to thee by the moonlight, the hell shall bar the way. He rose upright in the stirrups, he scarce could reach her hand, but she loosed her hair in the casement, his face burned like a brand. As a black cascade of perfume came tumbling o'er his breast, he kissed its waves in the moonlight, oh sweet waves in the moonlight. He tugged at his reins in the moonlight and galloped to the west. He did not come at the dawning, he did not come at noon. Out of the tarnished sunset by the rising of the moon, the road was a gypsy's ribbon, looping the purple moor. When a redcoat troop came marching, 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 King George's men came marching up to the old inn door. They said no word to the landlord, but drank his ale instead. They gagged his daughter and they bound her to the foot of an arrow bed. Two of them knelt at the casement, their muskets at the side. There's death at every window, hell at one dark window. For Bess could see through the casement the road that he would ride. They had tied her up to attention with men a sniggering jest. They had found a musket beside her, the barrel beneath her breast. Now keep good watch, and they kissed her. She heard the dead man say, look for me by the moonlight, watch for me by the moonlight. I'll come to thee by the moonlight, the house by the way. She twisted her hands behind her, but all the knots held good. She dried her hands till her fingers were wet with sweat or blood. They stretched and strained in the darkness, the owls crawled by like ears, till on the stroke of midnight, cold on the stroke of midnight, the tip of one finger touched it, the trigger at least was hers. Ta-da-la, ta-da-la, had they heard it, the horse was ringing clear. Ta-da-la, ta-da-la, in the distance, were they deaf, they did not hear. Down the ribbon of moonlight, o'er the brow of the hill, the highwaymen came riding, riding, riding. The redcoats looked to their priming, she stood up straight and seen. Ta-da-la, in the frosty silence, ta-da-la, in the echoing night. Near came he near, her face burned like a light. Her eyes grew wide for a moment, she drew one last deep breath. Then a finger moved in the moonlight, her musket shattered the moonlight, shattered her breast in the moonlight, and warned him with her death. He turned his spur to the west, he did not know she stood, bowed with her head or the musket, drenched in her own red blood. Not till dawn he heard it, his face grew grey to hear, how best the landlord's daughter, the landlord's black-eyed daughter, had watched for her love in the moonlight, and died in the darkness there. Back he spurred like a madman, shrieking a curse to the sky, with a white rod spoken behind him and his rapier brandished high. Blood red were the spurs and the golden noon, wine red was his velvet coat, when they shot him down on the highway, down like a dog on the highway. He died in his blood on the highway, with a bunch of lace at his throat. Still on a winter's night, they say, when the wind is in the trees, the moon is a ghostly galleon tossed upon the cloudy seas. When the road is a ribbon of moonlight over the purple moor, the highwayman comes riding, riding, riding. The highwayman comes riding up to the old inn door.
And that was the Bard O'Neill with The Highwayman from Tales of the Trickster. Before that one was Bold Riley by Abby Green from her brand new album released in March called Fig for a Kiss. And before that one, Shillelagh with Loch Lomond from Evening Pint. We want your comments and suggestions. Email us at music@renaissancefestivalmusic.com. We want to thank everyone who listens to this podcast, tells their friends, and interacts with us on our various forums. A very special thanks to those who financially support the podcast by making donations or through your purchases of music through renaissancefestivalmusic.com. And especially thank you to our very generous recent anonymous donor for their contribution to the podcast. which will help a lot in getting me out to another Renaissance festival so I can bring more interviews to you. So if you like those interviews, please let me know where I should be looking. If you don't like them, you can try sending in money so that I don't do any more interviews. I would love to hear some suggestions on where I should go next to talk to people. So send those in, music@renaissancefestivalmusic.com, or straight to me at matt@renaissancefestivalmusic.com. And you can also post your suggestions and comments on our Facebook page. Thanks again, and we are going to end it this week with a request that we had. I know that we had a few requests for one of our recent shows, and we were not able to fulfill some of them because we don't have the music, or we don't have rights to the music. So if there's a band out there that you really want to hear on this podcast, the best way to do that is to contact that group and have them send in some music to us. And also just keep sending that suggestion on the Facebook site, and we will try to find that music for you too. So this last song by request is Million Chickens by The Dregs from Uncorked. Thanks everyone, and have a great week. Bye.
Don't squeeze it.
If I had a million chickens,
if I had a million chickens,
I'd buy you a bagpipe,
but not a real bagpipe, that's cruel.
And if I had a million chickens,
if I had a million chickens,
I'd buy you a juggler. If I had a million chickens, I'd buy your love. If I had a million chickens,
we wouldn't have to walk in the mass.
If I had a million chickens,
we could ride the church on our ass.
Donkey.
If I had a million chickens,
we wouldn't have to eat potatoes.
Oh, sure, we just wash it down like a keg of Guinness.
Be rich.
The fair is over. The sun begins to set. The cast gathers to feast among the clovers. Friends hug. Enemies hug too. Another year for us to take animosity and shrug. The drums still linger. The story is set. Music overwhelms a sad ballad singer. It passed too quick. What happened to time when musicians would gather to play a few licks? Hold me a moment. Don't say a word. Let me inhale so I can smell the magic that's floating. Another year passes. I think I must have blinked. There's too much I missed and not enough lasses.
The Renaissance Festival podcast was produced by Mark Gunn and Matt Letter. If you like what you heard today, visit our show notes at renaissancefestivalmusic.com and find out more about the artists who make the music happen. Show your support by telling your friends about the great music you found. We'll see you at the fair. Sláinte.